The Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
So it's within the matter of the next hour or two, Cyril Ramaphosa will be our new president. And as I mentioned, we'll bring you live coverage of the actual swearing-in proceedings a little bit later. Before we get there, though, I want to have a conversation about what his key priorities need to be, including looking at the significant cabinet deployments to be made as he appoints his team. Because really what he does in the next few days, perhaps even next few hours, really will set the tone for this new administration. It's a subject I know is also pressing on the mind of my first guest today, Editor-in-Chief of Huffington Post SA, Peter Dutoy, is the co-author of Enemy of the People. Peter, also, you've been ruminating on this subject a great deal. Thanks for chatting to us today to share your thoughts, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pippa. And in your introduction, you spoke about a journey of 1,000 miles. With Jacob Zuma itself, more like 10,000 miles, if you consider how long we have been struggling with him.
Indeed, it does. It's a very, very long road indeed that lies ahead, Peter. Obviously, Cyril Ramaphosa is going to want to assemble his own team as quickly as possible. Just how urgently do you think he will tackle that? Do you anticipate that he will try and do so even before the State of the Nation address tomorrow night?
It will be difficult to do it before the State of the Nation address, but let's start at the beginning. It will be very important for Cyril Ramaphosa to stamp his authority on the national executive. I just went through a list of cabinets. There are 35 ministries, so 35 full ministers, and a very conservative estimate and a very generous estimate puts the number of ministers that has to leave by Saturday morning, I would guess, at least 12. Then there are 10 more that they could, a solid argument could be made out that they have to leave as well. But Cyril Ramaphosa has to balance a number of political factors when he meddles with or when he announces a cabinet reshuffle, as he is sure to do. First and foremost is to preserve the unity of the ANC. That's very important to him. If ANC fractures, it will be very difficult to go ahead. On the other hand, he will have to make significant and visible and very public changes. There is just no way that we can go ahead with Mosebenzi Zwane as a minister. Neither Batabile Dlamini nor Faith Mutambi, and I would argue Malusi Gigaba as well. So we will have serious and significant changes to our cabinet and national executive within the next 48 hours.
Okay, within the next 48 hours, Peter, because of course the one big event that's looming next week is the budget speech, and given that Malusi Gigaba is on your list, and I think most people's list of people who would seriously need to be reconsidered, do you think there's any chance that he will still be delivering that speech next Wednesday, or do you think we'll have a new finance minister doing so?
I think he will probably be delivering the speech. Malusi Gigaba, throughout his whole political career, has been the consummate chameleon. He has shifted his loyalties as the political winds of change have blowed through the ANC and government. So we must also understand that he was the person that opened up the gates to our state-owned enterprises for the Gupta family when he was Minister of Public Affairs. He was a Mbeki loyalist. When Zuma became president, he became a Zuma loyalist. I'm pretty sure that he's styling himself to be a Ramaphosa loyalist now as well. But it would be very difficult to install a new Minister of Finance at such short notice. The budgeting process was pretty much finalized shortly before Christmas. So the budget is almost cast in stone. I'm sure Ramaphosa will ask to have a look at it, and he will make changes as he sees fit. But I would guess that Ramaphosa would try to play it safe for the next week or two as far as the Ministry of Finance goes. But there's no doubt that there's deep and serious debate in Ramaphosa's inner circle about what to do with Treasury.
Okay. One other position I want to push you on before we move on, Peter, is the vice presidency. Rumors yesterday, I'm losing track of time, I think it was yesterday, suggesting that Lindiwe Sisulu was now the preferred candidate for the vice presidency. Have you heard any further on those lines?
It's very murky, Papa. You're right. Sisulu is one of the names that has been mentioned. Let me put forward a dark horse. So the difficulty in the top six of the ANC is they've always argued that they want to have 50-50 parity between the genders. Three males, three females. The same needs to go for the top two positions. We've had in the past a female deputy president and a male deputy president. In the last couple of years, obviously, we've had two males. So that's a very big talking point in the ANC at the moment. Which woman and which female can we push up to that position? But then you've got the ethnicity issue as well. The ANC is very aware of the fact that nobody from KwaZulu-Natal is occupying a position amongst the top six at the moment, which means they're looking for a female from KwaZulu-Natal to move into the deputy presidency. Now, those options are very limited. The only real option is Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, and I'm pretty sure that Cyril Ramaphosa won't go for her. Let's widen the net. Let's look at Zweli Mkhize. He is from KwaZulu-Natal. He brings the ANC's big KwaZulu-Natal constituency into the tent. I'd say let's look at Zweli Mkhize. I think they'll try to ride out the gender or the feminist storm, but they'd rather make sure that the KZN is in the tent. So let's look at Zweli Mkhize for deputy president.
Peter du Toit, some fascinating insights there. Thanks for sharing them with us. Editor-in-Chief of the Huffington Post essay, as well as co-author of the book Enemy of the People. May you live in interesting times. I think it's a Chinese curse more than a Chinese proverb, but it's another one that springs to mind this afternoon.